Thank you very much, Brian. The final whistle is just on. As I look over, if people want to know, Finnhas have lost this game by 7-1, and their players are just over with a small band of fans. Actually, it's the longest distance, would you believe, that you can travel in the League of Ireland from Finnhas to the RSC. It's actually 5 kilometres further than it is from Finnhas to Tralee. So for these Finnhas fans that have made the visit here to Waterford this season, maybe even very disappointed indeed, because Keith Longzeer's Waterford FC manager has got off to a winning start with that 7-1 win. From Waterford's point of view, they took the lead on 22 minutes, and Ronan Adua took the pass from Shane Griffin, and he turned onto his right foot before hammering an unstoppable shot to the back of the net. It was disaster for Finnhas in the final minute of the first half. Barry Bagley's right wing free kick was headed into his own net by Elliot Farrar. And 2 minutes in the first half, stoppage time, it got worse for Harris but better for the Blues when Griffin's short free kick to Bagley. He put in a brilliant delivery from the left to the back post, and there Killian Cantor was on hand to hammer a right footed shot to the back of the net. The home side were gifted the 4th goal on 54 minutes. Ryan Burke sent over a left wing cross that saw the keeper, Oliver Hammer, drop the ball into the Roman Coughlin, and he couldn't miss in close range. After the crossbar denied Waterford the fifth, it wasn't long before it did arrive. It came from Roland O'Doo, his second denied on 69 minutes, taking a cross from Tim Chase to wobble before beating Hammer with a shot from the edge of the penalty area. Blues goalkeeper Paul Martin made one save of real low for Ryan, denying Roy Flood from a free kick on 75 minutes. Before Ronan Waterford side as the 6th goal 2 minutes later, Burke's delivery into the penalty area fell to Shane Griffin after a huge shot struck Doherty McCannion. The ball swept to Conor Parsons, and he swept home from 10 yards. The score wasn't finished there, Martin. The Blues lost a magnificent 7th. 4 minutes later, Griffin with the delivery, and it was Wasim Asherio who flicked the ball to the back post for George Phillips to head home from close range. The only positive note from a hard point of view, they did manage the goal back coming in the 84 minutes when OK Uchiwi was on hand to fur home inside a crowded penalty area. So from a disappointing night here from a Finnhas point of view, they finish here at the Waterford Regional Sports Centre on a final scoreline of Waterford FC 7, Finnhas 1.